The members for Plymouth Charter Review Committee were all approved last night during the meeting of the Charter Review Appointment Committee. And joining us this afternoon to discuss this further is Town Moderator Stephen Trifletti. Mr. Trifletti, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dan.
So how many members are there on this committee now?
Dan, there are 9 members and 2 alternates. We selected from a group of applicants, and we have many people that are well-known in the Plymouth community who have been very active on other boards and committees.
So that sort of goes into my next question. Why were these particular people selected?
Well, we had a couple of criteria. One was we wanted to appoint one person from the prior Charter Review Commission, and that is Lawrence Pizer, who also served as the town clerk for many years. In addition, we did not want to have too many people from one precinct. So there were several precincts where there were multiple residents who applied, and so we were mindful of that as we selected the members.
So what exactly will this group be doing?
This group will be reviewing Plymouth's charter and will be making proposals to town meeting for changes. When the Charter Review Commission proposal failed in the May election, we determined that it was appropriate to appoint a Charter Review Committee. We have a recent Select Board member, Betty Cavaca. We have multiple town meeting members. We have someone from the League of Women Voters. And we have 2 alternates. It also includes a Planning Board member and town meeting member. So we have a lot of talent. The first meeting is going to be on Monday, July 24th at 6 p.m. in the 1820 courtroom at Plymouth Town Hall.
Now, to be clear, the Charter Review Committee cannot actually on its own change the form of government, correct?
It can make report and recommendations to Plymouth Town Meeting, and there are other ways in which the town could change the form of government, but this particular committee will be looking to make changes based on the current form of government.
Now, how long will this committee be in existence? Is there a time limit on it, or is it kind of in perpetuity? What's going to be the situation with that?
It's not going to be perpetuity. They will be reporting to Plymouth Town Meeting. And in the past, Charter Review Committees have lasted approximately 1 year. And we would expect that given that they're starting in July, we may receive a report as early as the spring annual town meeting or the fall annual town meeting in 2024.
And how often do you expect that they're going to be meeting?
Well, that will be their decision, but I scheduled the first meeting for 2 weeks from last night, and we will provide the Charter Review Committee with the availability of space for future meetings.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.